From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, an insider's view of the Large Hadron Collider and an inside look at the premier pinball tournament in Texas. We'll start with turmoil inside the Dallas County District Attorney's Office. Republican Susan Hawk took office 3 months ago, and already she's forced out two top aides. Her number two, Bill Wirsky, was fired this week. Her administrative chief, Jennifer Belito, resigned under pressure last month. The Dallas Morning News is reporting today that unidentified courtroom colleagues say Hawk has been acting erratically and entered a treatment center for prescription drug use during the last campaign. Later in that race, Hawk made headlines when she told incumbent Craig Watkins to, quote, have another cocktail. Here's an exchange Hawk had with KERA's Rick Holter shortly after she took office in January.
The campaign did get pretty bruising at times. Is there anything you regret?
No. My message was the same from the day I started.
So you were quoted at one point when the two of you were meeting as kind of making a crack about his drinking. Do you regret that?
Oh, I do regret that. I mean, I think that, you know, looking back, of course, I do regret that. And it was a comment that if I could take back, I would.
Today, Hawk responded to the allegations in the Dallas Morning News with a written statement. Quote, a disgruntled former employee who was fired this week is attacking my character, she wrote, adding, here are the facts. I have a serious back condition. A doctor prescribed me medicine. Over a year and a half ago, I decided I did not want to take any more, and I got help to quit taking it and haven't taken any since. My family and friends, including Mr. Wirsky, knew about it, and they supported me in my campaign. You can get a link to the full Dallas Morning News story on our website, KERANews.org. A device as complicated as the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland is bound to have a few technical hiccups. A short circuit stalled its reboot, and scientists aren't exactly sure when it'll be fixed. Professor Joseph Eisen is part of a team from the University of Texas at Dallas that works on the collider, and he's here to talk about what they hope to achieve when the device restarts. Joe Eisen, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
In layman's terms, what is the Large Hadron Collider?
It's a large machine for accelerating protons and smashing them into each other, and we look at the debris of those collisions, and we are looking for new stuff.
So what comes out of that?
Well, what we hope will come out are new particles that we haven't seen before. Perhaps some of the dark matter particles that we know exist but we've never observed before. Perhaps something we haven't thought about yet, or perhaps micro black holes. Part of why we're at the energy frontier is that we know such things are possible. Are these things there to be discovered? We don't know until we look.
And I know the investigation is ongoing, but any ideas on what caused the short?
Oh, yeah. Just the other day, the machine group, the people who tend to the accelerator, the specialists, they have isolated the problem to a little speck of metallic dust, probably left over from welding or cutting, somehow wasn't cleaned out. And that seems to be creating an intermittent short, and we know exactly where it is. And now there are several strategies that being considered, some which would just take a few hours, some which would involve warming up that location, because right now it's at cryogenic temperatures.
When the collider's fixed, I've read that it'll be working on the theory of rainbow gravity and will actually create miniature black holes.
The experimentalists have been looking for micro black holes for a while now, and there's a particular kind of signature, particular kind of outcome of a proton collision that will happen if we make micro black holes. The sad news is we haven't yet. If we are lucky enough to make micro black holes, the problem, they evaporate right away. So there's no danger of black holes sucking in the Earth or anything else like that.
So when in this process of observing or creating black holes, what do they hope to achieve?
The kind of physics we do at CERN is fundamental science. We're trying to understand the universe, why the universe ticks, how it ticks. In the process, we invent a lot of technologies that are really useful. We're the kind of science that motivates students to study science. For my generation, there was the space program that attracted people to science. Well, these days we have the Hubble, we put experiments on Mars, and we do things like the Large Hadron Collider and discovering the Higgs boson and all of that exciting stuff.
You were at the collider back in 2012 during the discovery of the Higgs boson particle, an astounding Nobel Prize winning event. How did that feel?
I've never experienced anything like that, where a whole lab was just buzzing with the discovery. Everyone at the lab felt like they had buy-in, from the people who build the accelerators, the people who build the experiments, to the research staff. Everyone was excited.
Joe Eisen is a professor of physics at UT Dallas. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Justin.
UT Austin has picked its new leader, and he's an insider. Gregory Fenves has been named the lone finalist for president. The choice was not unanimous, however. The University of Texas System Regents voted 5-3 earlier today. Fenves is chief academic officer, number 2 at UT Austin. Current President Bill Powers is leaving June 1st. He was pressured to resign after years of clashes with board members and the former UT system chancellor. David Daniel, president at UT Dallas, has also been considered for the Austin job. Fenves has been with UT Austin, since 2008, first as the dean of its engineering school, then as the provost. He previously spent 20 years at the University of California, Berkeley. For 51 weekends a year, North Texas gamers are obsessed with everything from Candy Crush Saga to World of Warcraft, except this weekend in Frisco, where the hottest game in town is pinball. KERA's Courtney Collins popped into the Texas Pinball Festival for a tour of the bells and whistles.
If you're always referencing flippers, slingshots, and pop bumpers, you probably get a lot of funny looks. Talk that way at the Frisco Convention Center this weekend, and you're royalty. The Thompson family speaks fluent pinball. They came down from Topeka, Kansas, a trip Don Thompson looks forward to all year.
I probably have not had a car in my garage for the last 5 years. There is no room. There's a 2-car oversized garage full of machines.
Don says he's got about 50 arcade games and 20 pinball machines to his name. This year, he brought one along. A wild, flashy game called Surf and Safari. This contraption talks back, heckling you for a bonehead move and dangling bonuses just out of reach.
One more for the pipeline.
Don's daughter, Becca, is 14 and has a few choice words for dad.
Out of control hobby.
She likes pinball, too. In fact, last year, she won second place in the women's tournament at the Pinball Festival. Besides competition, there's also a pinball auction, swap meet, even seminars on repair tips. But the big draw this weekend is the free play. Once you pay up to $35 at the door, you can play unlimited games. Festival organizer Paul McKinney says for the Minecraft generation, pinball is a brand new concept.
They take to it pretty quick. In fact, we've had some people come from Japan that didn't realize pinball machines were actually real. They thought they were only available virtually. So they got all excited when they found out there were such things as real pinball machines.
McKinney helped get this event off the ground back in 2002 and says it's kind of like a car show. Collectors come with their favorites, show them off, and share them with other enthusiasts. And enthusiastic they are. McKinney says everyone puts their own quirky spin on tournament play.
The bodies can do really wild things. There's the leg kick, the booty shake. It's fun to people watch.
So even if you don't take home a tournament trophy or score a sweet replay, between the people and the pinball, it sounds like you can't go wrong. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Should be partly cloudy skies this evening with a low around 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 80. It's currently 69 degrees in Dallas, 70 in Fort Worth, 64 in Tyler, and 68 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.